Oh, hello, my beloved young ones. Laura and I are just always keeping you in prayer, and we're so thankful for you. And it was a joy to be able to see a couple of you this week, and it just causes our hearts all the more to just keep you in prayer. And that's where we'll go right now. Lord, we lift up our young men and women, our children and our young ones who are yours, and we ask for your protection and your hand upon them as they're facing things that we've never had to face in our lives, and they're growing up in a different setting. And Lord, change is difficult, but at the same time, we are always to give you thanks for who you are and how you rule and overrule and you take care of us. So as we go to your word this morning, we do so saying thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. In Jesus' name, amen. And that is the theme of our morning together, my beloved ones. We need to know that even when things are at their seemingly worst, we are always to thank the Lord and give thanks to Him because He has us well in hand. He's got you, each one of you. No matter how young you are, no matter how old you are, you belong to the Lord, and His loving kindness surrounds you. You can tell by the parents that He's given you and the grandparents and those other relatives who just love you and seek only your best. We're going to look at a couple of scriptures and read them together. 1 Chronicles 16:8-14 is a theme for us. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Speak of all His wonders. Glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His wonderful deeds which He has done, His marvels and the judgments from His mouth. O seed of Israel, His servant, sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. And this is a wonderful way for us when we're starting to get depressed, when we're getting, you know, we just can't do the things that we used to do. But we can recount to ourselves. That means we can tell ourselves over and over again all the wonderful things that the Lord has blessed us with. And we can give Him thanks. That's what the psalmist tells us to do in Psalms 136:1-9. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the God of gods. His loving kindness is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who alone does great wonders, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who made the heavens with skill, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who spread out the earth above the waters, for His loving kindness is everlasting. To Him who made the great lights, for His loving kindness is everlasting. The sun to rule by day, for His loving kindness is everlasting. The moon and stars to rule by night, for His loving kindness is everlasting. His loving kindness upon you is everlasting, and you can count on Him, and you can trust Him, and you can thank Him.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
And with that, we thank the Lord for you and ask that you would know how His love endures forever and ever and ever in your lives. In Jesus' name we ask this. Thank you and we love you. Bye-bye.